So this Twitter trend was very popular about parents tweeting creepy stuff their kids said and did. Other people got on board as well and shared some creepy stuff they heard kids say. Is this a South African thing as well? Do you think South African kids also say creepy things and do creepy things?
I have woken up, okay, to a pair of eyes looking at me. Not even blinking, but literally just looking at me. And like, you know when you wish you slept in a nappy because you literally freaked out that much. Yeah, but I'm convinced that we're going to hear some stories from South African kids.
Some of these tweets. This is the one that came in. My two-year-old son said, "They come for me at night and bring me back by the morning time."
What are you?
When I asked him more, he said, "They do," and pointed at the sky.
You. Did you see the other one? There's a couple of super creepy ones, right? But there's one where a two-year-old kid was found under the table reading a book, right? This kid was reading, this lady says, "When my daughter was two, I found her under the table with one of my husband's old children's books, turning pages as if she were being read to. I asked her what she was doing. She said, "Reading with grandma." Mm. My husband's mother died 2 years before she was born. It was her book.
This one guy said, "I was at an amusement park when a random kid said, 'People taste better when they squirm,' to his parents, but looking at me." Another one at a funeral director, a mortician at the service, a child around 4 years old said, "It gets loud working here with all these ghosts, doesn't it?"
You know what is scary though? I remember once saying to my son, "Oh my gosh, I wish I was a kid again." And then he turns to me, very serious, and says, "You only go through this world but once."
I mean, really, how old was he?
He was six.
Stop it. Sit down. Play with something.
Freaked out.
Play with something. Creepy heads. Creepy heads. 6:22. Has your kid ever done or said something creepy? Share it with us this morning.
Wait. Don't tell me. I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
Yes. Don't you know someone whose child packed her undies into her undies backpack?
Yeah, that's just embarrassing.
Creep, no. That's a little... Come on.
0842 094 2 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842 0842
Especially the part where they said, "Os praat nie meer daaroor."
Yes, that's my mother. My little sister's imaginary friend was sitting on the couch next to her, and my mom came, like, going to that seat, and she said, "No, mommy, you can't sit there. Tubby's sitting there." Niemand. My mother said, "Os praat nie meer daaroor dat nie. Just stop it right now." 1-2 on the hands, done.
1-2, 1-2.
Hey, Martin and Tumi. The other day, my kid came to me and said, "Are you my real dad?"
He's laughing nervously.
I know.
Yeah. He's laughing nervously.
It's because for him, not
there
for
might
us.
Be a chance.
Good morning. We were driving through Germiston one day, and my two-year-old son tapped my mother on the shoulder, and he said, "This is where I had my motorbike accident." That was the exact spot where my dad had a motorbike accident, and my son never knew him. My father died in 1999, and my son was born in 2000. And then one day, he pointed his little finger at me, and he said, "You better listen to me, I'm your father." So I laughed, and I said, "Not in this lifetime, my boy. It's payback now."
Oh, what am I hearing? I actually look at this.
I could in this life.
Sister was a toddler. My mom was walking past her room and she heard my sister talking. And she walked in and said, "Who are you talking to?" "No, the nice man sitting in the chair." There was no one in the chair. And my mom found out that there was someone murdered in my sister's room.
No! Stop it already. I can't.
My daughter also had an imaginary friend. But she described the little boy to us, and she even said to us he had a birthmark on his chest.
Oh.
And 3 years later, my son was born with exactly the same birthmark.
Oh.
Wow.
My hair is standing up again.
Oh. Hi, guys. So I woke up in the middle of the night to my daughter standing next to my bed. She was about 5 years old. And I was like, what's wrong, baby? And she says, Mommy,
pray for me.
I just switched all the lights on and the lights stayed on for the whole week.
Sis villain.
Tumi almost died. Tumi, Tumi, just, Alma, just check her pulse. Check her pulse, please. Is she breathing?
Sy lê 'n bietjie vooroor, maar ons gaan nou weer wees. Dis okay. Dis okay, ek vryf net haar ruggie. Moenie lelik wees nie, Martin.
Okay. Make some noise for breakfast with Martin Bester and Tumi Mrakic. Wake up. Ek love you, Lestar. Ek luister elke oggend aan op pad skool toe. Check your end up. 6 to 9 weekdays. What a morning. What a way to start my day. Martin and Tumi on Q105.